Torah has a lot of funim to it, and it's good to see the different funim and so on. The Inyan we spoke about why it's mechayiv taken from a tzedakah, and we said halachically the gedorim of gvulis of the mitzvah essays don't apply in Kiddush Hashem and so on. I'd like to be marked a little bit on it and talk a lot about it from a hezbo with a little bit of a different angle. Them is the if we look at the teichin of the yontif. Mitzad Avoida, you speak about Geula in Mitzrayim, you speak in Sukkot about Bikachna, Kodeshbar, and so on. There is a Nusach from the Bnei Yisoscha that's, the Sfad didn't say before they light Hanukkah. I'm not Sfad, but it's a very moving Nusach. And the Toikiv of the Nusach is, the Knech is that Bishus, I want to be Mitzarev to the Kohanim Sheheru Nafsham. That the word Hera Nafshim is a pasuk. It means to pour out your nefesh, to give it up, to give up your nefesh. So it's nefesh of the Kohanim. They went into battle clearly losing and to be killed, basically. And the Shem Yichud is built that Hanukkah is the yontiv of Mesiras Nefesh. If there's a yontiv where a person can sell it to Mesiras Nefesh, that's the yontiv. And the Nes is Keilu Azelu Maseh of the Maseh's Nefesh. One would need to find, yes, Maseh's Nefesh is the greatest Indian a person can do. Yes, Hanukkah was a big Nes. But if you're pointing a finger at something specific, at Maseh's Nefesh, one would like to understand what's the Nekuda in Ner Hanukkah that's specifically miyuchad for one against the other, for Zelu Maseh. The Maral says, when he speaks in Asor and Isyonis, that the whole list of the Asorah, so the Maral says that the Asor and Isyonis are Zelu Maseh, not Zelu Maseh, he says the schus of the Isyonis, that the others, when it's Nafsu, and specifically Avram, in the schus of that, you had the Asor and Nisim in Mitzrayim. So the Maral explains what is Zeki Neged Zeh. It says both are Sheloi K'derech HaTeva. Nes is by definition like K'derech HaTeva. And Nisoyen is something which is Sheloi K'derech HaTeva. Now, I assume he's talking about Nisoyenis on the Darga of the others, Kipshon Eish, Akeda, Rechulhu. But it's still, what exactly, it's hard. I mean, Nisayon is hard. It's very tough. But what does it mean exactly? Just like this is Shalei K'derech HaTeva, that's Shalei K'derech HaTeva. I try to get more of a specific job rather than just a vague, it's like this and it's like that and so on and so forth. So I'd like to explain it and understand B'chlal Nisayonis, but I want to be Makdim a Nekuda. It's a little bit of a very fine Nekuda. We're sitting with Nei Torah and we're sitting with Olam that has a Havana. When one speaks of the Tachlis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, so one of the Kadmonim, one of the Shainim, was Magdirit and Masbirit in the following way, you've heard it, Magdirit Pumi Merebi, that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Megala, that which has no boundaries, within that which has boundaries. In other words, the Bilti Baal Gvul, which is a very common description of Kadosh Baruch Hu is Bli Gvul, he's Ein Sof, and so on, to B'davka be Megala himself through a Metzias that is Ki'ilu Hefech that. The world is Kol Kulei Gvulis, it's Kol Kulei Mukbel, and to be Megala something which is, it's a very, very Hecha point, very fine point, but try to get a little bit of understanding, a little bit of a Tfisa in it. When I say that a person should be Moisa Nefesh, when I say a person should do something that's tough, so there is the following logical Mahalach. Work hard, work 8 hours here now, schlepping benches. It's hard, I don't feel like it. No, but if you work 8 hours schlepping benches, you'll get paid kach v'kach money, and that's a bigger rutzen, and it's a greater keem of yourself than the resting now. So the person makes a cheshbon, he gets up, or you'll have what to eat, and you'll be miskayim. So people, b'derech klal, roiv pe'ulos in the world, including the difficult versus the easy, is usually defined by value. This is more than this. Work hard, and you'll get something better than that. That's all within the framework of the world and the Metzius as it is. Let's say I tell somebody, you know, why, if are you willing to be killed for this and this? That statement has no movement in this world. Because, I mean, I could work 10 years to have a great retirement of 20 years. I could work 10 years to have a fantastic retirement of 1 year. Because I can say the 1 year of Tanugim. But what can I die for? I cannot die for anything. If I die, I don't have anything. So the metzias of a person giving up is nefesh for anything else within a system of trade-off, of, you know, evaluation. It's a meaningless statement. So if I say, either you give me all your money or I'll take all your money away. It doesn't mean anything. It's hainu hach. So in the sense of complete absence, a person dying, there's no makom for it. There's nothing you can do to tell a person that it's worth it. So what happens? Where does a nekuda of Mesiras Nefesh come into the Bria? So let's understand it a minute. A person's gvul is his nefesh, like it says by Eov. And a person will give everything he has for his nefesh. A person, you'll trade off. He'll be willing to say, but when he's surim, he shouldn't die. The surim be mechafet zaveris, so I won't die. And the money is a kaparas, so I shouldn't die. But dying is the end of it. Once you threaten a person himself, there's no place you're going to. So a person's, the etzem metzias of the world on a personal level, as a makom of gvulis, is myself. That's the final gvul, me. And there's nothing more than that. When a person is oimid on a nekuda of Mesiras Nefesh, it means that I found within myself something higher than myself. Myself was my hands, my feet, the body as I know it and as I feel it. And then I said, there's a chelik in me that's bigger than that, and I can sacrifice everything that I thought was self, because there's a bigger self inside me that's a chelik alakai, that's nitzchi, v'chulu. So Mesiras Nefesh is completely different than anything we talk about in terms of hardship. How hard I'm doing something, l'fum tzayra agra. So that's, the tougher it is to do it, the more chshivas ha-mitzvah. Those are all, how do I evaluate a mitzvah? How much I want to pay for it? How much I'm willing to suffer discomfort for it, and how many other things I'm willing to forego to do it. That all belongs to the framework of masa matan. One against the other, it's within the same gvulas. There's an exchange rate. Three sleepless nights for one great kash in the sugya. $1,000 for a great pair of tefillin. That's all within the framework of the gvulas we live in. When a person does Mesiras Nefesh, and we'll talk about Mesiras Nefesh in the literal sense, and then we'll apply it to another Nekuda. When we talk about Mesiras Nefesh, if a person stands with Mesiras Nefesh, means he was Megala within himself, that there's a greater self than what's in the Gvulas. And the person's Gvul became a Kli for something much bigger than it. So the structure of Mesiras Nefesh, When the Maral says Nisoyin is something that's Shalokedah HaTeva, Kenegedah HaTeva, what it means is the Teva HaAdam is self-preservation. That's the Metzias Atmis of the person. on a nafshistik gvul, you know, a person will give everything bad nafshe. That's kol yeshle is bad nafshe. When a person is omer b'nisayin, and it's a nisayin means when a person wants to give up, a person. Is fixated on marrying an asuralei, and in his mind this is it, and the person gives it up. So there's a hakrova of the atzmis, the kipshon, yitzchak, v'chul. Those nisyonos were nisyonos where there was a hakrova of atzmis, and in that hakrova of atzmis, there was a gilui. That there's a bigger self than the self that was there. That is the Hagdara. The Mela Nes is that within this world, there's a Metzius of greater things than that. The world itself contains more than the physical things that meet the eye. And that's the Nes that's Lumas and Nisoyan. That's why a Nisoyan Dafke is the type of schus that brings a Nes. Those Nisyonos, those Nisim in Mitzrayim, there was an inyan of those nisim were external to a sense. The tremendous gilui in Hanukkah was that not an outside frog came or an outside oroiva or devra or whatever it was. The shemen itself contained a lot more fire than the laws of shemen were left. There are certain laws of chemistry. How much firepower is there in a pach shemen, and the amount of firepower in the pach shemen was a lot bigger than in the natural tefisa one could have. The makom, the Maral speaks in mitzvahs. Obviously, he says that the reason why it was the chayisim of the kain gadol, he says the kain gadol's makom is the kodesh hakadoshim. The yichud of the makom of Kodesh Kodashim is, the Maral speaks about more general terms, that it's beyond the world of Teva. Kodesh Kodashim is the one makom in the world that on a permanent basis is megala, that it contains more than its limitations can contain. If we're to talk about a tsura of something without gevulis being within gevulis, that's the makom of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was Einam Min HaMinyan. Einam Min HaMinyan means it's a makom that the gevulis don't dictate its teichen. The hedya, that was the makom for it. The koyach that could, the only shemen that could have the koyach to bring out more is that koyach and so on. The giluyim of Torah that came about with Hanukkah. Hanukkah was the time when Torah Shebaal Peh began. That was the metzius of the transition. Purim was still half and half. Purim became Torah Shebaal, and B'melech it moved in Kasvuni L'Doris. It was on the border between Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebaal Peh. It moved over Torah Shebaal Peh. Hanukkah was the first nes that was not Nikol Nikosi. It's a chisaron. The Torah Shebiksav has a ketusha, but Torah Shebiksav has outer gvulas. From Beis of Breishis to Enikol Yisrael is Torah. If you moisif an ice, it's puzzle. It is as it is. That's all it is. In the Ksav Shebai, it's frozen as a metzias. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whose Chochmasai and Mitzayne don't have any gvulas contained in X amount of letters? That's in Torah Shebaal Peh. Because Torah Shebaal Peh has no gvulas, and from those letters, from those oisias of ksav, you can darshan tili tilum shal alochis, bli gvul, really. Because in the beginning of the Mayan of Torah Shebaal Peh and Klal Yisrael was specifically in Hanukkah, because that's where it opened up a mahalach of things that are beyond gvulas. Within what you have a lot more. It's a tremendous shinui in tefisa, because the natural tefisa of a person is he needs to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through a direct Dvar Hashem. There was the Chazayin of Nevuah, there was direct Hanhaga, there was all the Giluyim, the open Giluyim of Bayis Rishon, and Bayis Sheni didn't have it. The Gablus of Bayis Sheni, in some ways it says Bayis Sheni is missing, and in other ways it says covered of the Bayis Achron from the Rishon. Because in terms of what you, once you learn how to take out beligvulis from Teresh Mitzal, you don't have gvulis anymore. The Dvar Hashem, an Ein Sof of Dvar Hashem is in Torah. We needed the key to open up the Mayim, and that opened up on Hanukkah. That is why we spoke about that in all mitzvahs there is a chiyuv, there's gvulis, there's v'chai behem aloysa says, there's mehaincha, or chaimesh, or shlish, or whatever it is in the inyanim of mitzvahs and kiyumim. In the mitzvahs that fall under the rubric of Kiddush Hashem, you don't have those hakbolas. Because the nature of the mitzvah is to be megala that the hakbolas don't exist. And in other words, if the chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem is to show that with the gvul is small on the toichen is much more than the gvul, then a person is able to bring out the gvul. So the tzura, the mitzvah, is it doesn't have gvulis. All mitzvahs have gvulis because this world is gvul. You can only buy what you have money in your pocket for. You can only give up to your life. You can't trade in your life for something because within the framework of the world, it's not tradable. In the mitzvah of in the chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem, it's to be megalah that there's a lot more inside than the gvulas. Yisem Masha Karasi Lefnechem Kosovkat. That there's a lot more there than what's there. I want to try to bring it down. I mean, it's very deep in Yonim, it's very deep in Yonim, it's Royal Ahem, the Mesiras Nefesh. I want to try to bring down the concept to something we can have shaykhs to, in some way, in a brekula of it. I mean, Baruch Hashem, and no one wishes, no one hopes, and Baruch Hashem, it's a door where we zoche not to have these things kipshuta Mesiras Nefesh the way it says. But there is an inyan of Mesiras Nefesh. Hardships are not Mesiras Nefesh. Hardships are not. They're hard, and if it's a little hard and more hard and a lot hard, that falls under the category of Lefum Tzair Adra. There's another category of inyanim that a person feels, this is me, and if I give it up, I lost. This is my image of myself. This is my innermost tshuka, taiva, whatever it is. Every person has nakuda and nakudas that really are him. And a person, when he has to be mevat on that, that falls under the getim sis nefesh. Because that's where the person has realized, I mean, that in his self, there was more than his self. His self is a little piece, and this is where it fits in. This is his box, this is how big he is, and he's not going to be bigger than that. And then something is asked of him, and understandably you have to say chumasharas, but I'm talking about when those moments that a person is asked for it. A person's covet has been trampled on, and he's terribly upset. And if somebody hurt him, mamish to a heart of Indian, and it's been nafshe adavar, and the person says, you know, maybe I'm bigger than that. And a person does it with that, then the person finds a bigger self within himself. A person has covered himself a certain dmus. He's cool, he's this, he's that. Whatever it is, every person with his own things that are really, really relevant to today's metzias, basha ushom. When a person oversteps a nekuda like that, that's me'ein of the world of Mesiras Nefeshes. That's the nekudas that where a person doesn't just do better. The person doesn't just develop himself. The person brings it out. And the neshama is beligvul because it's a chelik of something that's beligvul, and the chelik is like the whole. It's not mukvul. But it's given within a framework that's mukvul. And the framework of things that are mukvul is ourselves. And if a person is able to, when a person has an historian of that nature, then a whole new world opens up for him. He realizes that he's a bigger person than he saw. The person that has himself differently, and what we understand in terms of nes, a person who has is a bal nefesh, a nes that things should float up and down is not a nes that's relevant for us. It doesn't mean anything to anybody. A nes is that a person becomes somebody who he never thought he was. He becomes a person much bigger, and the little person became a very big person. Those are the inyanim that we can be taifis on. Mitzad echad Chanukah is a small yontif. There's no Isuri Melacha, there's no Nisim Gului Mamish, there wasn't, the Torah doesn't write about it, there's no Torah Shebiksav, it's by Hashem, it's lacking all the luster and the gilui of the first Kufa Kal Yisrael, and that's our story from then till now. Mitzad Sheni, it tells us whatever we need, we have. I was thinking, it says by Yaakov, it says, Vayikach me avne hamokom, vayasim rashoysev. What did the guy say? He made a fence. I mean, the Beis HaMikdash is called Mokom. The Mokom was Beis HaMikdash. The protection for the highest lies in the avne hamokom. Where a person is, talk about nafshistik, not only geographically, that has the kaychas for everything he ever needs to be. And if the person will do things that need overcoming a hurdle of a person's sense of the limitations, then the Zeluma says the person discovers that insight in himself, and things that are Mesiras Nefesh, like we said before, have no gvulis. Gvulis don't affect them, and the person discovers that gvulis need not limit the person.